Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito, Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel and I am your host for this podcast. Mi nombre es Marty Angel y soy su anfitriona aquí para este podcast. I just want to share with you that sometimes we speak English, sometimes we speak Spanish, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. And what this podcast is about getting the story, the real story, the raw and real story from those women who have gone from survivor to thriver, and hopefully inspires you to be able to see that you can do it too. As a business coach, I love taking the mujerpreneur, the bilingual mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. Gracias por estar aquí. Let's get to it. Vamos. Welcome, welcome once again to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. Hola, ¿cómo están? Soy Marty Angel, su anfitriona for this podcast, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. So let's talk about today, let's talk about the third part in the series for mujerpreneurs. Now, my goal is always, siempre, 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 is to empower you to be more than you think you can be, to help you gain clarity and focus on who you serve so you can up level from brick and mortar to click and order. That would be awesome and begin to rock your six figures, right? Who says that we as mujerpreneurs can't do it? ¿Quién dice que no podemos, eh? So let's go on today's topic, which is all about funding your business and looking for money to either invest more into your business or to start your business. So let's talk all about that today. Mujeres, we are going to be here to talk. And if you have any questions, because there's always so many questions, if you're watching on the replay, if you're listening to the podcast, remember to reach out. Find me on social media at Marty Angel. That's Marty T-I. Marty Angel underscore ELC for Empowering Latina Coach. You can find me everywhere on social media. Reach out to me. And if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them. I'm still actually answering all of my DMs and everything personally, right? So that's what I like about it, is that I'm still there, humble and serving. It's all about being a humble servant to you. Okay, mujeres, let's begin. Vamos a empezar. As a mujerpreneur, I just want you to know that it can be difficult to secure funding and to find funding, especially if you're a Latina or a BIPOC woman entrepreneur. There aren't a lot of financial resources out for us, or for that matter, there are not a lot of places that know about this. There's a lot of business coaches out there, but a lot of those business coaches have never really worked with a microfinance lender like myself and other to bring in, to understand how to bring in money for your business to be able to reinvest in your business. So if you're a Latina or BIPOC woman entrepreneur or wanting to be one, then this episode is part 3 of 5, and this is where you want to be. There are no coinky dinks. So, hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo están? Hoy vamos a platicar de algo muy importante, de dónde encontrar recursos, porque si eres mujer emprendedora aquí en los Estados Unidos y estás buscando y tienes un negocio, estás buscando empezar un negocio, vas a tener que saber de dónde puedes jalar los recursos financieros para ayudarte a manejar tu negocio. So let's get to it. So especially it's important. So there are many funding options available, you know, for you if you know where to look. That's the issue. Where do we look? But one option is to seek out grants and loans specifically designed for Latina and BIPOC women-owned businesses. So there are a lot of grants out there. And let me tell you, now with ChatGPT, ChatGPT can actually help you to write the grant in order to make it so that you have a better chance. If you're not a great grant writer, or if you're not a writer, then ChatGPT is the way to go. I highly recommend that. But let's talk a little bit about BIPOC women and owned businesses. There are a lot of organizations out there, but many of us, the majority of us, don't even know how to actually get those resources. And that's what's really important. So I want you to know that there's a lot of opportunity out there for you if you are a Latina, a mujerpreneur, and you can actually plug into the National Association for Latino Community. There's you know, the United States Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. There's a lot of the National Minority Supplier and Development Council and the Minority Business Development Agency. There are a lot of resources out there, and I really highly recommend that, you know, before you actually go to the bank, because most of the time the bank does not understand us. We're Latinas. We are a different breed. So they don't understand us. Truly, they don't. Quisiera que nos entendieran. Pero a veces no. So an option is to also explore non-traditional as well as traditional funding sources. So traditional are like your bank loans, your hard money loans. Actually, hard money, no, that would be an alternative source. But bank loans or venture capital loans, right? Or personal loans, or, you know, home equity loans that you can use for that as well. But you got to be prepared to face additional challenges as a minority-owned business, which is what we are still. It's important for us to understand that we're going to be faced with a lot of challenges. There's bigger hurdles that we have to overcome than our white counterparts. And they may not agree, but truly, I have been in on both sides. So it's really important that you understand that I've been there. So I know, and I've done the research. And just so happens, I am married to the CFO of a microfinance lending company. And I've learned a lot just from being, you know, we've been in this business together for over a decade, right? So in order to increase your chances of securing funding, it's important to have a solid business plan. Now, a solid business plan is now with, again, ChatGPT, as I told you before, it's not as difficult. You know, we all dreaded that business plan. I remember when I was in college and we had to, you know, in the business department, and I was in management and marketing, and we had to write a business plan. That was my first take on writing a business plan. The financial projections that belong to the business plan, those, it was like, oh, yuck. I really hated that part. Since I know it's ironic because many of you know me as your algebra teacher, right? I was teaching college algebra for a long time. So many of you guys know me in that sense. A veces, but, you know, teaching algebra is way different than financial projections. I really got to put that out there. And so anyway, but as a strong track record of success, you know, business plans are key to that success. Financial projections are key to that success. So my favorite option, mis opciones favoritas, when it comes to funding options for the Latina and the BIPOC-owned woman, are truly microfinance lenders, because they So the banks actually lend them money. They get grants. They get all these things. And they also can lend to you perhaps at a lower interest rate than a bank would. They're a little more lenient. You know, it's a little bit easier. They will lend up from $1 all the way to $250. It just depends. So they're microfinance because they're focused on the micro business. And most of us start in that micro business. Right? And so it's important because many of the microfinance lenders out there also give you free coaching, business courses, and they also give you marketing exposure. So that's really nice. So if you are a fledgling solopreneur, or you're wanting to start, or you know, you have up to 10 people or less, then microfinance company lender can be a great resource because they offer, like I said before, they offer small loans to mujerpreneurs or entrepreneurs who may not qualify for the traditional bank loans. And these loans can be used to start or grow your business, as I said before, purchase equipment, or cover other expenses. One microfinance lender that specializes here in San Diego, and they moved into the Riverside area and Orange County, and I believe now that they're actually over here in LA as well, is, you know, specializes in serving the underrepresented entrepreneurs, which is the mujerpreneurs, you know, mujeres chulas, hermosas. I know how hard it is to accept that we are the underrepresented, the underprivileged, and, you know, we are also undertapped in terms of our resources and underrepresented, underprivileged, and it's always been who I serve, right? And it's just amazing. But Accessity.org is a local a finance company, and they provide micro loans to women, minority, veteran, and LGBTQ owned businesses. The organization itself is, and this is not a plug, they have no idea that I'm actually plugging it. You know, my husband did not tell me to do it. He's a CFO, but I want you to know, if any Accessity people out there are listening to me, it's because I, as a business coach, really feel that your organization is key in providing the support that a mujerpreneur needs and is looking for. And I'm very grateful that my husband is actually the CFO of this company. And I have seen this organization grow immensely, and they're always caring about the service. Everybody in that organization cares about you, the people. Great customer service, and the organization is committed, as I said before, to providing a fair and affordable financing option to help you, the mujerpreneur, invest in your business, grow your business, and succeed. So in addition to providing loans, they, like I said before, they offer business coaching, they offer technical assistance, and you know, whatever you need to navigate the challenges of running your business. This can be crazy, right? So it's important to have, you know, people like that as mentors. If I'm lucky enough, I get to speak at one of their events, and I really enjoy it because I get to meet so many entrepreneurs. And this can be especially valuable for you, mujeres, the mujerpreneur, who may not have access to other resources or other support systems, like I said before. So before you go to the bank, before you go out and get the crazy hard money loans or whatever, you know, I want you to think about the microfinance companies out there. Take a look at them. You can Google them. And by working with microfinance lenders like Accessity.org, Latina and BIPOC mujerpreneurs can actually access the funding and the support you need para ser exitosa. Like I said before, these lenders can be a great alternative to the traditional bank loans, which may be more difficult to secure for you, the underrepresented entrepreneur, right? So we're underrepresented. right? In a lot of ways. So you don't see hardly any of us Latina business coaches out there or Latino business coaches out there who really have made it through, not just decided, hey, you know what, I'm going to be a business coach because whatever. No, you know, I want to take this aside because people always ask me, well, you know, what have you done? Besides the fact that I want to share with you, I'm going to spill my guts. Besides the fact that I have actually always been an entrepreneur since I was six, I have always had an entrepreneurial venture going as long as my job ventures. And now it's easy for me to transition fully from, you know, retiring or repurposing myself to a full 100% entrepreneur. So yes, it's important for us to realize. Now, again, the question that gets asked to me is, have I started businesses? Have I been successful at businesses? I would say yes. Have my businesses made money? Absolutely. Every single venture that I did, even when I was 6 years old and selling Christmas cards out of my little red wagon, right? I made money. I made money. Then when I was 12 to 14, I became, you know, I used to teach quinceañeras the waltzes because I was dancing professionally. Did I get paid? Heck yeah. You know, it's just, I've done a lot of things. I've also owned yoga retreat business. It's not a center. It was a retreat. And I very successfully ran that until somebody told me, no, you can't do that. And then my mind went to, I can't do that. And I just closed the business down. Silly. So anyway, but it's important to note that while microfinance loans can be a valuable resource, sometimes though they come with higher interest rates. Sometimes they come with lower interest rates. Sometimes they come with fees. Sometimes they come with bigger fees, lower fees. It's up to you to do your due diligence and really reach out and think about how important it is for you to reinvest money into your business. But I did want to put that out there because the majority of people aren't even aware that you can get a loan from a microfinance lending company. Okay, they're not loan sharks. They're viable, very trustworthy ways to get loans to increase the size of your business. But it's important to carefully consider the terms and conditions of any loan before you accept it, right? It's really important. And to ensure that the loan is going to be a good fit for you and your business needs and your financial situation. So I do want to say this, microfinance lenders like Accessity.org can be a valuable resource for Latinas and BIPOC mujeres looking to start or grow their businesses. And these lenders, like I said before, and I'll keep saying, are usually offer a very fair and affordable finance option, as well as business coaching, technical assistance, and entrepreneurs to help you navigate, like, mentees like myself that help you navigate the challenges of running your business. And mujeres, you can access a lot of support. If you have any questions, make sure you reach out to me. Es importante que no se queden con la pregunta. Por favor, háganme la pregunta. Sumamente importante para yo poder ayudarlas y empoderarlas a ser más exitosas. Así es que ese es mi número uno. Mi número uno es ayudarlas a ustedes. So now once you have the financing in place, then comes managing your business. Now managing your business, finances, and understanding the key financial concepts, that's a horse of another color, guys. Managing your business finances is crucial to the success of your mujerpreneur venture, whatever it is. So let me just kind of go over some key financial concepts to keep in mind as you're beginning to run your business or as you're thinking about it. So think about cash flow. This refers to the money that comes in and goes out of your business. And it's important to manage your cash flow to effectively ensure that you have enough money to cover your expenses and to invest in your growth opportunities. That's important. You want to invest in your growth opportunities. So often I see people, especially in the network marketing field, they think that, you know, they just need to hook up to their upline and they're going to learn everything. But they don't, you know, they don't invest in business coaching. They don't invest in courses. And those are critically important. So think about that. All right, so let's talk about the profit and loss. Your profit and loss statement shows how much money you have made or lost over a specific period of time. And this can help you track your business's financial performance and make strategic decisions that are important for your business. Now, I'm just kind of glossing over these terms you probably are familiar with them, but it's just in case that some of my listeners have not yet taken the leap and started their business. Here's some important information, right? So the next piece is budgeting, creating a budget that can help you plan for the future and ensure that you have enough money to cover your expenses. Be sure to include both fixed and variable costs in your budget. That's going to be important because at the end of the year, guess what comes? Taxes. And as a business owner, you're going to need to pay taxes on your income. So be sure to keep accurate records. We scan things now. It's just so much easier than before, right? Because I remember there was a time where if I didn't hurry up and write down my receipts were, you know, the ink rubs off of them and stuff. So now you can scan them, right? So accurate records of your income and expenses are, you know, so that you can file those taxes correctly, because there's only two things in this world that you can totally count on, and that is taxes and death. That's it. Everything else is up in the air. But tips. So tips for financial plan. I don't even know why I went there, guys. It was pretty dark. Okay. Woo. All right. So here we go. Tips for financial planning and growth strategies are these. Let me give you some. Okay. So here are some tips for your planning and your growth strategies for you, the mujerpreneur, the chula, hermosa, who's got her great business, needs to know. Set financial goals. Define what success looks like for your business and set financial goals to help you achieve that success. Then monitor your finances regularly. Keep track of your income, keep track of your expenses and your financial performance on a regular basis, because this is going to help you identify where you need to improve and where you need to change and make strategic decisions. And invest in growth opportunities. That is the next piece. You've got to make sure that you're taking time or money, resources, financial resources to invest in your growth opportunities. Look for opportunities to invest in your business growth, such as expanding your product line, marketing to a new audience, software that makes your marketing easier, building a support network. Is really all about, you know, building a support network is where you can actually throw money at becoming a part of a coaching program. And I highly recommend that everybody go into a group coaching program. I myself do one-on-one coaching, but I find it way more satisfying when I do a group coaching. That could be the educator in me, right? So, and it's way less expensive for you to go into a group. So normally it would be like $1,000 a month in order for you to get coaching one-on-one, but it's only, it's at least 50%. It's like half that, anywhere from 300 to 500 for a group coaching, right? And 300 being the fact that they throw a whole bunch of videos and at you, and you know, and they support you with a Facebook group supposedly. Whereas if you're 500, then you get one-on-one time. So really look into that. There are, you know, there are a lot of Latinas out there, but there aren't, we have not yet really created a strong network of mentors and advisors and other mujerpreneurs who can offer guidance and support. So I hope that you are ready to sum this up, because it's been a lot of information, but that's what I do best, give you information to help you gain clarity and focus on who you serve. So like I said before, up-level. Up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock your six figures. So remember, I talked a lot about the different finances, and I talked about Accessity.org being a microfinance lender. That can be a valuable resource for you, the Latina, the mujerpreneur, seeking funding options for your businesses. I talked about traditional methods. So I hope that you found value in today's episode. And if you did, you can share the value. So please share the link with somebody. That would help me out by getting more listeners. It costs you nothing to share the link, and I would be so eternally grateful. And if you're watching me on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, make sure to hit that subscribe bell and leave me a comment below, and I will, you know, answer you personally. I am so incredibly grateful, everybody. Until the next time, if you're listening to this on your podcast, wherever you listen to the podcast, please, búsquenme, salúdenme, denme un abrazo verbal. I love it. I love to talk to you guys. So you guys have a beautiful week. And as always, I am so incredibly grateful. Gracias por estar aquí. Soy Marty Angel, su anfitriona. I am Marty Angel, your host, signing off. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.